Hello, and welcome to Off the Cuff. I am your host, Chris Martinson, and on this program, every week, we are going to bring you a fascinating guest, where we are going to discuss the economy, energy, or the environment, informally and without a script. Welcome to this Off the Cuff. I am Chris Martinson, your host, of course, and today, I got Mish back with me. Mish, how are you?
Fine. I was supposed to be on last week, but I was hiding out at the north rim of the Grand Canyon. Had a great time.
Yeah, I know, and you didn't have cell service. What is this country coming to? And I was on an island off the coast of Maine, and somehow we couldn't get that all to quite connect. How was that? It was pretty hot out there, wasn't it?
North rim of the Grand Canyon was mid-80s, a lot cooler at night. It's 1,000 feet higher than the south rim, a lot cooler. Some great photography there. The reason why I was there, though, my wife Liz had a seminar at Las Vegas. Now, they hold them there in the middle of the summer because they get cheap rates, but it was 116 degrees in Las Vegas. Yeah. And I said, my God, and what a miserable place. But it was packed. It was swarming. Before her seminar, we went to a place called Cedar Breaks National Monument. It's 10,500 feet in elevation, and it was 116 in Las Vegas. It was 71 at Cedar Breaks. Beautiful scenery. For those that are familiar with Bryce Canyon, looks a lot like that with hoodoos and spires. So, you know, we had a great time there before her Vegas conference. And then when she was in Las Vegas, I went to the north rim of the Grand Canyon. I said, no thanks to 116 degrees. It was warm at the Grand Canyon, but reasonable. Like I said, low to mid-80s most of the time. Very pleasant, had a great time.
Well, that's wonderful. I got to tell you, what a contrast, though, going from Cedar Breaks to Las Vegas, which is just this manufactured environment. Here's what I think about this, Mitch. I think that people have become so numb in their lives that they need to go to a manufactured experience where other humans have gone ahead and recreated something that other humans will find stimulating. I was in this, we were at the, right near the Paris Hotel, and there's this huge indoor mall. Like, you never have to go outside. And I was walking along, and all of a sudden, there's a show that goes on inside this long stretch of hallway where the lights dim and thunder comes out and their lights flash, and all these people stand around and go, ooh. I was like, you guys, you can go outside, see that for free. It's even better. It's more astonishing if you check out the real ones. But that's what it's come to. These people were stopping in a simulated environment to watch a simulated show of something that should be happening outside. Kind of like a metaphor for all of Vegas, which for me, I find just a little, it's all about disconnecting people from themselves and disconnecting them from their money. It's as tawdry as it seems to me. It couldn't be more obvious in what it's trying to do, which is psychologically control, is that too strong a word? Nudge people towards opening their wallet and leaving behind their hard
And the Paris Hotel
money.
Didn't look anything like Paris, did it? It's amazing you said Paris because that's where we were at. The hotel right next to the Paris, I can't remember the name, but there's two of them connected there.
Planet Hollywood's the other big one right there, yeah?
Fake facade, everything, they got this, you know, mock of the Eiffel Tower, you know, mock-ups of this, mock-ups of that, and the prices, and it was jam-packed. I can't remember if I said this, but we were looking at going to a restaurant that we checked on our little app, said it was 15 minutes away. It was by car. It was 11 minutes away to walk. So that is how crowded everything is, and you got to do these contortions to drive anywhere. You know, heaven forbid you have to turn around, you might have to go a half a mile out of your way crawling, you know, through traffic just to, you know, to turn around to go two blocks the other direction. Absolute maddening. And I'm looking at all of these people jam packed, and Chris, for the life of me, the whole time I was there, which was really just the last 2 days before we came home, I'm just wondering, where are these people getting the money to just sit there and play, you know, crank the slot machines 24 hours a day virtually, because it's too freaking hot outside to even enjoy the pool there.
Well, I'll tell you, if you really want the full experience, as far as I'm concerned, I wake up early. So I, and particularly since I'm still on East Coast time, I have a 3 hour jump on people, but I would get up at 5:30 or so, and I'd wander down through the connected casino, and there's people there, Mish, who've been there all night, and they're just sort of slumped over, and they're still pulling on the little levers or pushing the slot buttons, you know, and just desultory, just sort of hanging there. And I swear I've seen psych videos that look just like this, only it involves monkeys and pellets and a task. You know, it's just, it's a thing. And so I don't know. I just come away from there feeling a little hollow, a little sad. And maybe that's just me as the contrarian. I know other people go there. They have the time of their lives. No fault in that. Some people have a great time. I'm not that guy. I would have more fun at Cedar Breaks.
To listen to this podcast in full, as well as all our other premium podcasts and articles, please enroll at peakprosperity.com. Simply go to peakprosperity.com/enroll.